Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, as we bring the series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer to a close, Rick teaches a final lesson on what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In a moment, we're going to tell you how to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar. This special resource will help you experience all that Christmas promises. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Fulfillment.
How do I live for the glory of God? Well, I could give you 100 ways to live for the glory of God. Let me just give you 4 real quick. Write these down. Number one, the first way to live for the glory of God is show love to everybody. Show love to everybody. Did you know that every time you show love, it gives glory to God? Because God is love, it shows what God is like. And remember, glory is revealing what God is really like. God says, I am loving, I am compassionate, and I want you to be like me. I want you to develop my character. Now, you're never going to be God. You're never going to be a little teeny tiny God, okay? But God says, I want you to become godly. I want you to develop my character, like father, like son, like father, like daughter. I want you to learn to love people the way I love people. God is love. And he says, well, every time you do that, it shows my glory. And I want you to love like me. And of course, one of the ways you do that is just by accepting people. Now, a lot of people say, but I don't like all the things that they do. Well, just because you don't like what they do doesn't mean you can accept them. Do you understand the difference between acceptance and approval? You can accept someone, you can love someone without approving of everything they do. Big difference. We are to accept everybody. We are not to approve everything that everybody does. Does that make sense? So no matter what people do, or who they do it with, or how they do it, or how long they do it, or whatever, doesn't matter. You are to love them. You are to accept them. It does not mean you approve of what they do. God loves you. It doesn't mean he approves of everything you do. Love is not saying, I approve of everything you do. Love is saying, I accept you in spite of what you do. The scripture tells us this, there on your outline. Warmly welcome each other. That means accept each other. Warmly welcome each other into the church. Just as Christ has warmly welcomed you, then God will be glorified. Do you see what this is saying here? It's saying it doesn't require super talent to glorify God. Simple hospitality brings glory to God. Notice this, warmly welcoming each other. He says, just as Jesus warmly welcomed you, God will be glorified. Simple hospitality glorifies God. Being friendly, being hospitable, being civil, being accepting, being loving brings glory to God. Can you be nice to people? Oh, I don't think I can do that. If you can be nice to people, you can bring glory to God. If you can be hospitable, the gift of hospitality. Okay? How do I glorify God? Some of you say, Rick, how could I glorify God? I'm not a teacher like you. I'm not a leader. I'm not one of these good singers. How can I bring glory to God in our congregation? Can you be nice to people? Yeah. Then you can be a host. You don't have to teach anything. You don't have to lead anything. All you have to do is be nice to people. You could do this. Say, I'm scared. That's the point. Step out in faith. Take a risk. Walk out on the water and it'll hold you up. If you want God's power in your life, do something that you're afraid to do. You could be a host. Okay? Just by being nice to people. Here's a second way that you can bring glory to God. Use your abilities to serve everybody. Use your abilities to serve everyone. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:10 and 11, God has given each of you some special abilities. Notice this. Use your abilities to serve everybody. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to make a ton of money. Oh, I misread that verse. Sorry. That's the Reviled Substandard Perversion translation. Okay. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to what? Help each other. Circle that. And when you use your abilities to help others, what happens? God is glorified. You see, God wired you to make a contribution. And your talents, listen very closely. The talents that you have right now, the stuff that you're naturally good at, God didn't give them to you for your benefit. Your talents are for the benefit of other people. And their talents are for the benefit of you. The things that you're good at, they're not for your benefit. They're for the benefit of other people. I am so grateful for people who are talented in areas that I'm not good at. For instance, I'm grateful for accountants because I suck at accounting. How many of you suck at accounting? Yeah. I'm grateful for people who know how to do taxes, okay? And I'm just grateful for those people. I am grateful for people who have mechanical ability. I couldn't fix a carburetor if I had to. I wouldn't even know where it is. Okay. And so I'm grateful for people who have that gift. Everybody has different talents. God has given me some talents. One of my talents is taking the Word of God and making it clear. I have that ability. And when I use that ability, you get blessed. And you go, oh, that makes sense. When I use my talent's not for me. My talent is for you. It's to help you. But here's the point. You've got talent too. When are you going to start blessing me? Okay. When are you going to start helping me? Anybody want to do my taxes? No, I paid for somebody to do my taxes. But the point is, if I don't use my talent that God gave me, you get cheated. If you don't use your talent, I get cheated. And the way you bring glory to God is by using your talent. Notice that verse again there on your outline? God has given you each some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other so that God will be glorified. God is glorified when you use your abilities to serve others. Now, let me give you a little secret, and I learned this one a long time ago. The more you help other people, the more God pours out his blessing on you. I am the most blessed person on the planet. Why? Because I deserve it? Not a chance. Because I get up every morning and I say, God, I want to live in your kingdom. And I want to live by your power. And I want to live for your glory. And I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about other people. You know, God came to Abraham one day and he said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. But I'm not just going to bless you to be a big fat cat. I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to everybody else. We are blessed to be a blessing. That's what he said to Abraham. You are blessed to be a blessing. Has God blessed you? Then the question is, who are you blessing? Be a host. Just thought I'd throw that in again. Number three, third way you can show God glory. Share the good news with everyone. Share the good news with everyone. The Bible says, as God's grace, that's the good news of God's grace through Jesus, as God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, God will receive more and more glory. Now, we're not talking about bringing people to a religion. We're talking about bringing people to a person. As God's grace brings more and more people to Christ, not it doesn't say to church, to Christ, God will receive more and more glory. Every time you share your faith, you bring glory to God. Every time you bring somebody to hear the good news, you bring glory to God. God says, I want you to bring, and when you do that, it brings glory to God. When was the last time you brought glory to God? By bringing somebody to hear the good news. You know, people tell me all the time, you know, Rick, You know, there are a lot of churches that you can go to that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and so you're afraid to bring people to it because it wouldn't make sense. For instance, my dad was a pastor, and when I was growing up in high school, I brought a friend to church almost every week because I wanted him to hear the good news. The only problem was I never knew from week to week was it going to be a safe week. Would my dad speak on a subject that really made sense to somebody with no religious background at all? And inevitably, I never knew the timing, and I got it wrong. And every time I'd bring my friend, every time I wouldn't bring a friend to church, my dad would talk about how to be saved, how to know God, how to get into heaven, the basic good news. And then every week that I wouldn't bring a friend, would bring somebody to church, my dad would teach on tithing. And I never could figure out from week to week, is this a safe week to bring a friend? I hope you figured out that now. Every week at Saddleback's a safe week. And no matter what we're going to be talking about, whether it's a Christian growth theme or an outreach theme or whatever, we're going to share it in a way that people with no religious background go, well, that makes sense. Well, that makes sense. Well, that makes sense. And I can't tell you, every single week out on the patio, somebody comes up to me and goes, this is my first time, Rick. I felt like you were talking exactly to me. I was talking exactly to you. And I hope you're right now thinking of who you're going to bring every week. Every week you ought to invite somebody to come hear the good news. And the Bible says there's a special place for people who help others get to know God. Number four, join God's family. The church, his congregation. Join the family of God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Fall is here now, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. This two-part resource includes a calendar with a special door for every day of December that opens to reveal a hidden image and an encouraging Bible verse. Use it with a companion daily devotional booklet to help you and your family draw closer to Jesus and prepare your heart for the real celebration. The Daily Hope Advent Calendar will help you spend the holidays worshiping instead of worrying, slowing down and reconnecting with God, and expressing gratitude for the true meaning of the season. You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take good news to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Thanks so very much. Today is the last day to request your Daily Hope Advent Calendar.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick Warren with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Portuguese. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Portuguese, please email me and I'll send you the link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
I want you to hear something. The only thing that's going to last for eternity is God's family. Nothing else is going to last. The Bible says one day the world will burn up. The Bible says one day there'll be a new heaven, new earth. There's all kinds, but the only thing that's going to last is God's family. 1,000 years from today, if there's still an earth here, there won't be a Microsoft. There won't be a United States of America. No kingdom, earthly kingdom, lasts forever. There won't be all of the things that we think are so, there won't be a Hollywood 1,000 years from today, but they'll still be the family of God. God's people last forever. It's the only thing that's going to last. And I make no apology in saying to you that becoming a part of God's family, whether it's this particular congregation or somewhere else, I don't care, just find one. We're not in competition with anybody. Just find one and join it. Say, that's going to be my spiritual family. That's going to be my congregation. That's going to be where I'm going to give and be given to, share and be shared with, and join it. Why? Because it's going to outlast everything else you do. I make no apology in saying to you that maybe coming and joining this spiritual family will be the most significant thing you do with your life. Because what we're doing right here and making a difference in the world is going to outlast your career. It's going to outlast your hobbies. It's going to outlast every other thing you do. It's the only thing that's going to last forever. Changed lives. There are only two things that are going to last forever. God's word and people. That's it. Nothing else is going to last for eternity. It all eventually comes down. So, do you want God's blessing on your life? Do you want to live a fulfilled life? Let me give you a little way to remember this. Here's how you can remember this. Each morning, I want you to sit on the side of your bed, and as you sit on the side of your bed, you pray one sentence prayer. You say, Father, I'll be in by 4. Father, I'll be in by 4. Let's say it together. Father, I'll be in by 4. And what does that mean? It means, Father, today, I'll be in by 4. Father, today, I'll live in your kingdom. I'll live by your power. I'll live for your glory. Father, today, I'll be in by 4. You start your day that way. It's a way to remember. Father, today, I'll be in by 4. Today, I will live in your kingdom. I will live by your power as best I know how. I'll live for your glory. I'll live in your kingdom. I'm going to put you first in my finances and my interests and my relationships and my schedule and any troubles that I come through today. You're number one. You're number one. And Father, I'm going to live by your power. And that means, Lord, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take risks. I'm going to pray all day. I'm going to hang on when I feel like giving up. And Father, I'm going to live for your glory. And the way I'm going to live for your glory is I'm going to show love to everybody I meet. I'm going to use my talent to serve everybody I meet. I'm going to share the good news of your compassion and mercy with everybody I meet. And I'm going to be a part of your family, the family of God. And I'm going to be committed to them and love them. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Now, you know what to do. The question is, will you do it? This is the secret of fulfillment. It's the key to living the life God meant for you to live. Father, we all want your blessing on our lives, but not everybody's willing to do what you want us to do. We won't always obey what you tell us. We don't submit and surrender to you. And I pray that today you'll take many people to the next level of blessing, the next level of commitment, as they make these three basic commitments of life. Now you pray. In your mind, you don't have to say it aloud. God knows your thoughts. He knows the very things you're thinking right now. You can pray this prayer in your mind. Just say, Dear God, I don't want to settle for less than what you've planned for me. And more than anything else, I want your blessing on my life. So first, I want to live in your kingdom. I want to put you first in every area of my life, including my finances and my interest and my relationships and my schedule and even my troubles. And God, I want to live by your power. Help me to depend more on you and less on myself. Give me the faith to take risks that are necessary to grow and to live for your glory. And help me to not give up when I'm afraid or when I'm discouraged. Help me to do the very thing I fear the most. And dear God, I want to live for your glory by using the abilities that you've given me to serve others. I want my life to be a blessing to others so you can bless me. I want to show love and hospitality to everybody. Serve them. Share the good news with people who don't even know you. I'm not going to ask you to bless what I'm doing. I'm going to ask you to help me to do what you're blessing. Oh, and Father, today I'll be in by four. Today I'll be in by four. I'll be in your kingdom, and I'll live by your power, and I'll live for your glory, because you are the worthy one. I pray this in your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we want to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created an Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. So you know what? Here at Daily Hope, we've put together a brand new resource that I want you to have. I hope it will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's an Advent calendar, a calendar of preparation. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, preparing your heart for Christmas, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
You'll want to get the Daily Hope Advent Calendar and devotional booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. This resource is a perfect way to share the gift of Jesus at Christmas with your friends and family. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Quantities are limited, so get yours now. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to request your Daily Hope Advent Calendar, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.